AM 1320 and FM 103.9. WCVG Covington, Cincinnati. The Voice.
Welcome to Doctor's Orders with your host, Dr. Baker. Now let's join today's program.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another great episode of Worldwide Wednesday. I am your host of Doctor Orders, Dr. Baker, the owner of the only business hospital in the world, servicing 14 different countries. And so therefore, Worldwide Wednesday is very important to me because I firsthand have had the opportunity to learn what it's like to do business in other places and how those other countries have actually made my business sustainable and how it could do the same for yours as well. Our guest today will be none other than DJ the Money Coach, who you guys heard from before. He is a regular contributor to our show, and we're going to talk some more about more opportunities, and not just opportunities, but what you need to do individually to put yourself in place or get yourself in position to take advantage of opportunity. Once again, if you want to join the conversation, you can do so at 859-291-2255. Once again, that is 859-291-2255. And I recognize as a business owner, you have a lot of competing realities, in which one is simply just how to run my business. How do I focus every single day on working in the business? And there's a pretty popular cliche or statement, if you will, that goes, a lot of business owners are working in the business and not on their business. And that can be a very delicate balance. And when we say working on the business, that is working on different elements of your business to make sure that you enhance it, that you are keeping up with what are the proverbial times, adjusting and readjusting and revising and pivoting in areas that allow you to remain sustainable and or scale. A lot of times that can be difficult because you're just dealing with what's in front of you at the time. And then when tomorrow gets here, you deal with what is presented in front of you again at that time. And that's a behavior that makes it very difficult for the business owner. It also leads to burnout, and it also sets the occasion for you to miss opportunity. None of those things are good news for the business owner, and it actually becomes a recipe for disaster.
The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Franklin County, Union County, Indiana, southern Preble County, Butler County, southwestern Montgomery County, until 2:45 p.m. At 2:01 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Liberty, moving southeast at 40 miles an hour. Hazard, 60 miles an hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to trees and power lines. Locations impacted include Hamilton, Middletown, Fairfield, Oxford, Monroe, Trenton, Liberty, Camden, Gratis, 7 Mile, West College Corner, Williamsdale, Dartown, Salem, Germantown, Riley, New Miami, Farmersville, Brownsville, and Millville.
Again, today's guest and our regular contributor, DJ the Money Coach. How you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm doing awesome, Dr. Baker, and it is a wonderful day to be alive. And I'd like to say hello and the awesome audience of small business owners in America and across the globe, because today is Worldview Wednesday, I believe it is.
Yep, it is, and we're going to continue to talk with them about things that we're doing abroad and how to look at their businesses as an individual that will free them up to take advantages of things that may actually change the course of the trajectory of their business in a way that's beneficial for them. So, you know, I always like to talk about your moniker, which is your pom-pom lifestyle, your, you know, peace of mind and plenty of money mindset that, you know, I've come to adopt. I think it's fantastic. But let's begin right then and there, number one, with a pom-pom lifestyle, and then transition that right into the work that we told them about before. And we're going to remind them again today of the work that you're doing overseas.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, it's actually a movement now, Dr. Baker. It's a pom-pom lifestyle, plenty of money, peace of mind. And we believe that in order to actually be 100% you and not a second-rate somebody else, you have to be financially independent. That means you have to have no consumer debt, and you have to have passive income that actually creates 2X of what your reoccurring expenses are, and that will give you stability in life. And then when you double it, that'll give you financial independence, and then you'll be on your pathway to wealth. That is the movement that everybody is finally realizing. That's how to be 100% you and not a second-rate somebody else, Dr. Baker.
Well, you know what makes that difficult for a business owner? Number one is you spoke about not having consumer debt, but not only is the average business owner dealing with consumer debt, but they also could be swimming in business debt. You know, especially in today's climate. And when I say today, I don't mean as in July 2022, but over the last few years, the banks have been very clear to use the individual as a personal guarantor for business dealings. So now the individual is wrapped into their business affairs synonymously, which makes it very difficult to get ahead. Let's talk about that a little bit. And what tips can we share to help them understand, number one, how to separate the two, but then on top of that, how to have a mindset to say, I need to eliminate that as fast as possible so that I could be successful and sustainable for the long term?
Well, the first thing is, Dr. Baker, I think you hit the hammer on the nail with don't do personal guarantees. I have never done a personal guarantee. Now, you know, some people say, hey, that's the only option I have. But you know what? The option is that you access your network, because you can always do family and friends to get you over that hump in order to prevent you from doing a personal guarantee. Because a personal guarantee means that they can take everything that you got your name on it. That has nothing to do with the business success or the failure in business. So if you can at all costs never do a personal guarantee, Dr. Baker, that is the number one tip. And I'll take it to a biblical standpoint for you. For all those people out there who believe in God and Jesus Christ, guess what? In the Bible, I'm paraphrasing, it says, he who owes debt to another man is the slave. He also says in the Bible that if you find yourself in a bad deal, get out at whatever the cost is. And that basically ties into today's personal don't guarantee business loans, Dr. Baker. That's the number one tip to save them butts.
Now, let's say they've already done it, though. Let's say that that's what it took for them to get $30,000 to buy more machinery or equipment or to buy a system in order to help them run their business. Well, what do they do now, and how should they view their business?
Okay, so if they've already done that, so everybody's listening to me. If you already done that and you're starting to generate revenues, here's what you have to be able to do. Don't be a big fish in a little pond. What do I mean? Start to provide opportunities for people to invest in your business. And then you can come out of that. Because, see, here's what happens in our community is that we always want to be the biggest and brightest star, but we actually don't understand that it's better to have, I want y'all to hear this, it's better to have 1% of 100 million than 100% of 1 million. Now, maybe you'll get that on the way home. So what I mean is you have $30,000 of business debt, and it's tied into personal guarantee, and you're starting to make a little bit of revenue, and you have a plan, and the plan is working because you put the right proper team together, you got the right systems, and you're working it, and you can start seeing, you know, the sunshine coming out down the road. Then what you should do as an entrepreneur is learn how to go talk to your inner circle and start offering them opportunities to invest in your enterprise. And once you start doing that, Dr. Baker, you will start to get yourself out of that personal guarantee, go pay it off, give people opportunity to do a converted note so they can actually borrow the money. You can give them a rate of return on your, you know, assets of receivables, and then you can either at the end of it either pay them back a fixed rate of return, or you can give them a small percentage of the business. That's a quick way to get out of that, Dr. Baker.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you talk about adding your friends and family to it, well, to them that also feels as bondage. And not only does it feel like bondage, it also feels as though I have to tell my personal business or my business's personal business to individuals that, well, do I even trust them? Will they go and tell others about where I actually am as a business owner? It literally becomes a trust factor, even though there's legal documentation that can bind you if you do it appropriately. They still have that psychological fear of doing it that way. They'd much rather go to an institution and then take out the higher version of debt and say, okay, well, I'll use a personal guarantee because, after all, don't I believe in my business? So I'll bet on myself, and then I'll move forward. What do you say to that mentality?
Well, first and foremost, Dr. Baker, I've been in business for 20 years, and I've actually been an entrepreneur for 30 years. So the first thing that my people want me to do is tell them what they need to know, not what they want to hear. So the first thing is, that's a wrong mindset. So here's the first book I want to recommend to your audience. I want them to go out and get this book by Dr. Carol S. Dweck. That's a PhD who created the program called Mindset, A New Psychology of Success. How can we learn to fulfill our potential? So if you're thinking that you're worried about engaging with your family and friends because you don't want to have transparency, but you're giving the transparency to the bank that gives you a personal guarantee, then you're limited in your mindset, first and foremost. So I would tell them to re-engage and re-change their paradigm. The second thing is, Dr. Baker, you don't have to give your family and friends all the same data that you give to the bank. You can give them what you want. And then the third thing is, only show it to the people who have similar mindsets, principles, and ethics. When I'm saying family and friends, I don't necessarily mean my mom and my dad and my sister. I mean my sphere of influence. Because if you're a small business owner, you know other people like you that may be looking for other opportunities to invest versus investing in the stock market. You know right now the stock market is down 30-40%. You have the same people that invested in the stock market blindly that would see you have assets that they would more than likely invest in you if you presented them with a plan. And how do you present them with a plan? You go talk to you, Dr. Baker, in the business hospital and put a plan and an assessment. Now you can actually give them a arm's length presentation that doesn't make it personal. Keep it business-wise. That's the proper mindset. And that could be eliminated in a click, in a wink of an eye.
So as we look at the mindset, having that paradigm shift, number one is understanding your resources in two phases. Number one, before you start the company or you branch off to create your own entity. And then number two is when you're already in it, whether you've been in business 3 years or you've been in business 23 years, is looking at where that debt is and then making conscious decisions and new actions around it to eliminate it, to put yourself in position to participate in some of these ways that allows them to work on their business and diversify, or in a better way that I would like to call it, is hedge their success based on some of these other opportunities. When you look at very successful business people, and when I say very successful, I mean the billionaire types, the 100 millionaire types, is that all their businesses have been hedged at some level with other realities that's allowed them to grow. So in the event that one thing doesn't work, then they've got something else to help catapult that. Sometimes it's strategic partnerships and the value that you bring them and their vested interest in you. Sometimes it's other business interests that is generating revenue that allows you to invest in your primary vehicle, so therefore you can make the right strides and inroads to grow that particular thing. But nevertheless, there is some form of a hedge. And what we're talking about today on our Worldwide Wednesday is that we are looking for opportunities to have residualized income. And one of the ways that you've done it, not the only way, that's why I want to emphasize one of the ways, through your pom-pom lifestyle, is what we've got going on over in Zanzibar. Let's talk a little bit more about that for those that may have missed it before.
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Baker. So, I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people talk about multiple streams of income, but really they don't understand what multiple streams of income really is. You know, they think that they can just do something and the residual income comes in. That's not necessarily true. So as it pertains to Zanzibar, first thing I always get people say, hey, I don't invest in international markets. And the first thing I do is stop them, Dr. Baker, based on mindset. I said, now let me ask you one basic question. Do you have a pre-tax retirement plan that you're participating in any capacity? Do you have a 401k, a 403b? Do you have an individual Roth? Do you have an individual IRA? Do you have anything like that? And they say, yes. I said, do you understand that your portfolio has international funds in it? So you are investing in international funds. You're just not cognizant of it or aware of it.
Well, let's stop right there for a moment, because you said something that I thought was remarkable, because I fully expected a different answer. I know what it looks like in my experiences. But you ask someone, do they have those retirement funds? And some of your people, or a lot of them, have said yes. I know on the flip side, mine will say no. But not only will mine say no, I also know statistically that the small business owner, once again, for reference, 50 million under, 500 employees or less, but a lot of the micro boutique startup founders, no way do they have a retirement account. We know that the new generation of individuals specifically don't do it as much as times in past. So number one, it's the mindset of having these types of vehicles, financial vehicles, for later. But in the event that they do, I think your point is valid, which is you're already doing business overseas or internationally, and you didn't know it. I didn't want to disrupt your flow of thought, but for you business owners, if you haven't thought about what holdings you have, what type of portfolio you have, number one, you need to do more than just think about it. You need to act on it, even at a minor level, to create the habit. But number two, if you already have the habit, then you need to look into it and investigate and say, what am I already invested in? Am I right in that?
Oh, absolutely. And the first thing first, you have to assess, why are you in business? You're in business to protect your retirement and create a legacy for your family for multi-generations. So the first thing they need to do, Dr. Baker, is get an assessment with you. It's just that simple. And we don't do that. And let me give you a cautionary tale from my own personal story. When I started my cleaning business back in 1996, I had an accounting background, but I never set up a retirement fund. I never set up a Roth IRA because I was too busy out trying to get accounts. And then 5 years in, we eclipsed, you know, seven figures. And I sat down with my CPA and I sat down with my financial advisor. And they said, hey, man, you know, DJ, you made a glaring mistake. And we're surprised because you have an accounting background. I said, what is that? They said, you don't have a retirement fund. And they said, based on your revenues, you have $500,000 that you've left on the table. And right there, I was like, are you kidding me? And they just put the numbers in front of me, Dr. Baker. I looked at them. We put a plan of action together. And I was dumb enough to believe them that I did make that mistake. With a 7% return, that would have been $2.5 million today. But here's the great thing. I was able to overcome that, and I immediately took their advice because the numbers were the numbers. So the first thing I would recommend to your small business owners who don't make that mistake that I made. That's the first thing you should sit down with is four things that you should do to open up a business. Number one, you should put a great team together like you have, Dr. Baker. Number two, you should have a system. If you don't have one, you know, adopt to one that's already a winning system. Number three, you got to have a dream with a plan attached to it. And number four, you got to put your head down and go to work for 2 to 5 years. Those are the core foundation of starting any type of business. But 9 out of 10 times, we're so busy using the words hustle and grind, we don't have a plan, we don't have a team, and we surely don't have a system. So getting back to Zanzibar, I have a system, Dr. Baker. So my system is called the 3 Steps to Success. And when I started my fourth business, after I made that glaring mistake in the cleaning business, I did not do it over again. I started out and took my business model, and I created a business, put a 5-year plan, and the first revenue, it went to my 401k and my own retirement, which is a self-employment pension plan. Inside that self-employment pension plan, Dr. Baker, I purposely acquired real estate. Purposely acquired real estate to create residual income. And then I leveraged the tax laws based on one of the 8 entities that I use legally under IRS code. So how does that relate to Zanzibar? That comes into a full effect because once I saw the opportunity that was going on in Zanzibar and I read a couple of, you know, business books that gave me a track record to how I built a successful cleaning business and how I built a successful bill pay business, all I did is go back and, you know, look at the video, Dr. Baker, study past proven success. And then when I saw another opportunity that somebody couldn't see, I jumped on it. So went over to Zanzibar as a vacation, turned it into a business opportunity, bought a building instead of buying one piece of property like a condo, which I bought two, I bought an entire building. And from doing that, I actually realized that I had a resort opportunity just like any of the 4 major destinations that America's go to. So here's what your audience needs to hear right now. They're planning 12 months, 6 months in advance to go to these 4 major destinations with a festival tied to it that's been going on for decades. Number one, Disney. Everybody out the sound of my voice, if you have any point in time in your life had opportunity to go to Disney, if you were young, a family of 4, 0 to 15-year-old kids, you have aspired to go to Disney at one point in your life. That's been around for 8 decades. They have 5 Disney destinations, and the main festival is right now, summer vacation and winter vacation. So that's number one destination tied to a festival. Number two, it's called spring break. Guess what? High school and college students go on spring breaks to Cancun, Cabo, Florida, South Beach, Martha's Vineyard. And even families now have been planning their trips around their office vacation, around their kids, spring break. So that, again, major destination, major festival, been going on for 6, 7 decades easily. Number three, Dr. Baker, that's Sin City, Las Vegas. Again, I don't need to say anything about Sin City. It is pretty much recession-proof outside a minor hiccup in the pandemic. And then number four, it's called Mardi Gras. And then number five, just to give you another one, there's a thing called Essence Festival, Caravana, All these festivals have destinations, Dr. Baker, and guess what? Zanzibar checks off all the boxes. Zanzibar is one of the two top 20 exotic destinations in the world, and it's a peninsula on the east coast of Africa, right aside of Tanzania on the Indian Ocean. You know what the festival is, Dr. Baker? It's called the kite season, K-I-T-E, the kite season. And if your listeners look and go to our website, you and I website, which is called DJDrBaker.com, they'll actually see the kite season that 6 months out of 12 months out of the year has been going on for decades, Dr. Baker. That's how I played chess as a master grandmaster chess player, and the numbers added up economically. Here's the economics that you're going to love, Dr. Baker. One U.S. dollar is equivalent to 2,300 shillings in Zanzibar. So it was a no-brainer for me because, number one, I had a cleaning business. Number two, I had a bill pay business. Number three, I read a book called Africa Rising that did a statistical categorization of 900 million consumers that are less than the age of 21 in Africa right now. I also read another business book called Good to Great, written by Jim Collins, former provost at Stanford University. Book came out in 1998. It talks about the hedgehog concept. What is that, Dr. Baker? One, what is your passion? Number two, what is a niche you have in a saturated market? And number three, how do you get people in front of you? Here's the number one passion. People like to travel around the world. Number two, the niche. It is a special location, top 20 destination in the world. Number three, we got the exchange rate, one U.S. dollar equivalent to 2,300 dollars. So, Dr. Baker, we got a multi-unit resort that if it's set in one of those four destinations I'm talking about right here in America, it will be worth $200-300 million. And we got it, Dr. Baker, for a song. That's why we're excited about Zanzibar. And your people listening, they can go to DJDrBaker.com right now, hit that link, and they can see everything about Zanzibar, and it can show them how a dream can be realized if they just have the work and the team and the system. And they can also call our 1-800 number, Dr. Baker, 866-395-3042, 866-395-3042. And that's why Zanzibar is the best-kept secret in the world, but not for long.
Well, you know what? You brought up quite a few things there. Two of them I want to bring up to make sure that the audience doesn't miss it. Number one is opportunity. And when we talk about opportunity, you mentioned the festivals that go on, you know, at least in the U.S. that we should know about, and even the global one there that you mentioned about Zanzibar. And when I hear about those festivals, what that tells me is if I'm a business owner and I have a product, I have a service, and I can capture business in those areas, I should be thinking about how do I grow my business in a way to where if there's any opportunity for me to become an entrant, I should take that opportunity. But I would have to have, and this is the second portion of it, is the preparation in order to take advantage of that opportunity. There's times that I've seen organizations, companies find a niche and say, you know what, if we just participate in this way, we can leverage it a host of different ways. You just so happened to see the opportunity in Zanzibar, and then you took common realities that you were exposed to before and your experiences, and you said, well, based on my resources and my ability to learn, I can go ahead and leverage that at a higher level in an area that gives me exponential growth simply because of the currency exchange rate and such a benefit toward us as opposed to them. But I would also tell a business owner that those opportunities exist not only here nationwide, because it could be a whirlwind for someone to say, I do business in Ohio, now I do it in Illinois. That might be tough enough, but they may not ever consider something as Zanzibar or Germany or the United Kingdom. So you've got these issues where the mentality itself is prohibiting a business owner from seeing how global their business actually could be. All they have to do is either one, well, number one, they have to have the mindset, but number two, look for those opportunities, or three, be prepared when those opportunities present themselves. I'll give an example of one of our wings. We have a hospital wing that is doing a lot of work over in Europe, and actually the largest client of theirs literally comes out of England. Well, that English-based client provided the infrastructure for all the work that happens here in the U.S. for this particular hospital wing. And the reason why I use that as an example is that if my hospital wing would have been closed off to doing business in England, then they would not have built the infrastructure, or the infrastructure would have looked significantly different here in the U.S. But other business owners might be listening today and saying, well, how do I go about doing that? Once again, I remind you, it's the mindset first, it's the preparation second. We began speaking about how you have to eliminate the debts that prohibit you from taking advantage. If I can use you as an example here, DJ the Money Coach, is that you took a vacation in Africa. There's people that can't take vacations to Disney World as business owners. Am I right in saying that?
Oh, absolutely.
Right, so you've got the business itself choking the life out of them from a hour standpoint, financial standpoint, so you don't want that reality. But then number two, to even have the mindset to say, not only am I going to travel overseas, but I'm also going to have my antennas up in the event that there's an opportunity that shows up. I mean, let's talk about this real quick and switch gears, because this fits into your wheelhouse. What happens if a person is taking a vacation overseas, sees a business opportunity, and decides that they want to either participate or invest in an opportunity that grows their business in that land? That changes the vacation and the multiple trips that they take over in those lands financially, you know, through taxes, through write-offs, on and on. Talk about that a little bit as to the benefits of that mentality and behavior.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I initially put my investment as a vacation, but when I realized before I got there, Dr. Baker, let me make this absolutely clear, because you never know who's listening on these airwaves. It actually was a business trip first and foremost. So I put my deposit down, and then I realized that the opportunity was for me to actually buy and own something there, and then I immediately made it into a business trip, okay? So make sure everybody understands that. So what you're talking about is real simple. First, again, you have to make the assessment, and then for it to become a fully taxed, you know, write-off, number one, I put it on my business calendar. Number two, I said I'm going over there to look at three business opportunities. I'm going over there to look at the real estate, but because I was in the cleaning business, Dr. Baker, and also because I was in the transportation concierge business, I went over there looking at opportunities so that I could work from a resort standpoint to a concierge service to provide cleaning services, transportation, and excursions. So I put that on my business calendar, and then number two, I sat down. Here's what you need to do. I sat down with my CPA. I sat down with my attorney, and we actually assessed the situation before I even jumped on any plane or anything, and I got their blessing that here's what you need to do legally, ethically, and morally sound to make this 100% business endeavor that, by the way, as a icing on the cake, you can actually vacation while you're there at the same time. So what the tax rule says is that the first 4 hours or half of the day that you set foot on an international, you know, country, you know, territory or a city or a state outside of your area, you have to conduct business, customary and ordinary. So what I did, Dr. Baker, when I got off the plane, after I had already put it as a business investment opportunity, talked to the owners and the developers of the project, I got off the plane and I went to their development and I looked at all of their properties to make sure this was something worth my time. I actually spent 4 hours before I even checked into my resort. So once I did that, that checked all the legal boxes from an IRS perspective. And number two, I already had the business entity set up so that I can afford to do that. And then we just apply CAFE Rule 125.
The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Ohio County, southeastern Dearborn County, Switzerland County, Canton County, Boone County, Campbell County, Grant County, North Central Owen County, Central Pendleton County, Gallatin County, Claremont County, Hamilton County, Northwestern Brown County, until 3:30 p.m. At 2:26 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Coleraine Township to near Rising Sun to near Vivi, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Hazard, 70 miles an hour wind gusts possible. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Locations impacted include Cincinnati, Covington, Florence, Independence, Norwood, Forest Park, Erlanger, Fort Thomas, Newport, Sharonville, Blue Ash, Loveland, Springdale, Redding, Montgomery, Harrison, North College Hill, Madera, Edgewood, and Alexandria. This includes the following interstates, I-71 in Kentucky between mile markers 56 and 77. I-71 in Ohio between mile markers 0 and 19. I-74 in Ohio between mile markers 4 and 19. I-75 in Kentucky between mile markers 151 and 191. I-75 in Ohio between mile markers 0 and 17.
Follow the wrong script instead of following the right script. And that's one of the biggest challenges that we come in contact with on a daily basis, Dr. Baker. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, you were in our master class giving out amazing nuggets to our amazing members on a Wednesday, two Wednesdays ago. And matter of fact, tonight, Dr. Baker, we're actually doing a master class tonight at 7:30 Eastern Time. And that master class is going to be on marketing. That master class is going to be on personal finance and business credit. And your listeners right now, again, they can go to DJDrBaker.com, and they can actually access that master class sponsored by Chase Bank, and they can get all the fundamentals of success, and then they can eventually, if Zanzibar or if some other beautiful destination is a desire for them to participate in as an investor or a business owner, they can do that, Dr. Baker. But first thing first, Newt Rockne, who used to be the most famous, you know, Irish football coach, he said at every beginning of spring training, this is a football, and the goal is to move the chains 10 yards every four downs. And if you do that, you will score a touchdown. But in today's society, Dr. Baker, guess what? I want to see the bomb. I want to see the 70-yard run by the tailback. But I don't understand that that is basically a mistake that very rarely happens, just like in baseball. I'm a baseball player. When you see a home run, that's a pitcher's mistake that very rarely happens. It's more likely that if you get a walk, steal a base, bunt a guy over, hit a sacrifice fly, you score a run. It still equals the same, but that's more likely to happen than a home run. And that's what we got to stop doing. Try to stop hitting home runs and move the chains 4 yards for each three downs, and you'll have a first. Or in baseball, get a walk, get a hit, get a bunt, sacrifice fly, you still score, baby. That's how we win success.
In that instance, I want to pick back up, you know, after our station identification, I want to pick up there because that's actually very valuable, and I want to spend some time talking about that. But right now, today's segment of Worldwide Wednesday is brought to you by Bazemore Beard Oil. You can find Bazemore Beard Oil on BazemoreProducts.com. That's B-A-Z-E-M-O-R-E, BazemoreProducts.com. If you want a bigger, more full, better smelling, better behaving, better reacting beard, Bazemore Beard Oil has three fragrances for you, Flight, Nova, and Waves. Go to BazemoreProducts.com. You can order a sample kit that has all three so you can determine which fragrance works best for you. Once again, that's Bazemore Beard Oil, found on BazemoreProducts.com. So going back to your point here, DJ, the money coach, and everyone, we've got entrepreneur, money manager, expert, DJ, the money coach here with us today, and we're talking about doing business overseas, preparing yourself as an entrepreneur or a business owner to look at yourself individually, to be ready to invest or take advantage of opportunities that may present themselves. One thing you mentioned was system, and an acronym I learned a long time ago. I did not invent this acronym, but I've never forgot it when I learned it two decades ago, which is a system is save yourself time, energy, and money. And the reason why that became so important to me was because at any time you're trying to do anything, efficiency is the key. How fast can I do something, but in the way that makes the most sense, that gives me the best return? Now, you talked about wealth being a slower reality. And in that case, I fully agree. But when we say slower, it's more about the efficiency and then the stick-to-itiveness in order to rinse and repeat the system. So let me qualify that a little bit. When you talk about the home run and the home run being an error by the pitcher or the 70-yard run being produced by an error from the defense, more than likely, is that when you look at these individuals today with social media, we are going to glorify the startup founder that turned, you know, that created something and someone invested in that company. And all of a sudden that company has a $50 million valuation. And you think the thing happened overnight, but really it was the product of a host of other factors that others didn't tell you about. You know, one thing that, you know, came to me, and I talk about this a lot with potential patients, is Airbnb, for an example. Some people think that Airbnb is just this phenomenon, but there were 12 individuals that helped create that outside of the original founders, but then they brought and increased more of their team. But the bulk of their team lived together in one house for 2 years. That type of sacrifice is not the same sacrifice that people are making to create companies. And all of the downs that happen inside of these companies are never mentioned. So when you talk about a slow process, what you're really talking about is taking traditional methods of business, taking known realities that have been developed over time, and then doing that to your highest level of ability to then create efficiencies that yield you something. That is no different than what you're talking about even with the Zanzibar trip, because when you say you purchased real estate in Zanzibar, that's now a resort in this beautiful area. Well, we understand the strength of real estate here in the United States. Am I right?
You're absolutely correct, Dr. Baker. And also,
right, with how many millionaires that real estate has made, but you don't just buy a building today and become a millionaire tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Right, the real estate has to appreciate over time. You have to put tenants in the real estate. You have to maintain the real estate. There's real work that has to be done, and then there's a plan of attack that allows you to continue to scale that portion of the business.
That is absolutely correct. And right in your backyard, you have immediate evidence of that with the MLS Cincinnati, team that is, invested and owned by one of our good close friends, Chad. And so, they built the plan for that stadium about 5-7 years ago, and they did the grand opening by putting a contract to the vendors and putting a contract with the team and the MLS, and they opened up a grand opening about 18 months ago, and now they're starting to reap the benefits because they built the pipeline. And that's the same thing that we're doing in Zanzibar, Dr. Baker. We're building the pipeline while other people are just taking trips over there and doing content, and they're consumers. We're building the pipeline. And Robert Kiyosaki says in his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he gives an illustration of a kid with a bucket, and he gets out there and starts taking water from the ocean and giving it to the people, and he's making a ton of money. Then the other kid is building slowly the infrastructure of the pipeline and looks like he's not going to make it. And then once that pipeline is finished, 2 years later, he puts that bucket carrier out of business, baby, because he got a system of duplication like a franchise. And that's really what we're doing in Zanzibar. We have, travel agents that are top travel agents across the world that represent exotic, destinations. They're tuning in, coming to visit our destination so they can start promoting it. We also have corporate, destination, sellers who give corporate, packages around the world for executives. We're tapping into them as well. Then we're also tapping into our network. So about time our doors open in January of 2024, we will have our resort fully marketed, fully filled with capacity. And then we will realize the long-term wealth that we built. And not only is that real estate going to be worth, 10X, but the rate of returns on the cash-on-cash return is going to be off the chart. And then when you look at the dollar, rate of one U.S. dollar is equivalent to 2,300 of theirs, it's a no-brainer. So we're playing the long game in the short term. And that's a lot of times people can't do that because they don't put a plan together. They don't put a team together. They don't get an assessment, and they're trying to get rich overnight.
I want to jump in on your MLS. So the mayor, you got the soccer league here in the U.S. Cincinnati FC, Cincinnati soccer team is what you were referencing, and how they put that plan together, and now they're reaping the benefits from the stadium. I can go even further back, and that's a really good point. Is that one of their top executives is a really good friend of mine, and he and I both worked as athletic directors at the University of Cincinnati. And when he left Cincinnati, he told me where he was going to work, and he said, look, I'm going to be working for a professional soccer team. And I said, well, Cincinnati doesn't have a professional soccer team. He said, well, we do. No one just knows it. And in that instance, the family that brought that team here, the Lindner family, is a very wealthy, established family. I think they are the wealthiest family here of Cincinnati. But the point of me saying that is they have a century of experience of building businesses here. So they understood the system. They understood what to do and how to do. And so as I watched them transition to help build out the Cincinnati franchise, they were working from home. They didn't have office space. They were shaking hands everywhere in the community saying there will be a soccer team here. They didn't have players. They didn't have the licenses yet, but they were putting together the infrastructure so when the team got here, they could have success. And financially, they were able to do that. Now watch the entire reality come to fruition. That's no different than what you're talking about there. And I want to actually bring this home a little bit more, is that if you're a business owner and you've run your business for years now, but yet you still haven't made that signature win, or you haven't scaled the way in which you thought you might, or the world is changing around you and you're not changing as rapidly. So therefore, you find yourself losing market share, and it's becoming even more difficult to participate in a space that maybe brought you fortune beforehand. Is that you have to now gear your mind to be prepared for a system that can go for the long term. And the reason why we're bringing this up on an international topic is that there are opportunities internationally that if you had a system to say, okay, where do I seek opportunity? And then when I seek it, how do I capitalize on it? Is that what you're mentioning here in Zanzibar, DJ the Money Coach, is that you guys, or you specifically, saw an opportunity that was already presented by others that were participating in a way. You did not go over there with a shovel and say, I'm going to take this land, I'm going to build resorts here. You actually tapped into something that someone else was already presenting and already doing, but you had the wherewithal, number one, to recognize that there was an opportunity. Then number two, you were prepared to take advantage of it when it made itself available. And so as you go to do that, you're looking at rewards that will come to you and provide a dividend for times to come, in which, knowing you, you're going to take that reward, you're going to take those revenues, and you're going to take those dividends, and you're going to reinvest that right back here into the work that you do here in the U.S. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, you're absolutely correct, Dr. Baker, and you made a valid point, because if you study history and how systems are successfully put together, number one, you just duplicate it. Don't go out and try to recreate the wheel. Just go duplicate it. So my partner is the largest developer in Zanzibar, and they have already built four other master resort communities, and this was the fifth one, and it's their greatest one. So I do. I'm going to take those resources that we build over there, and we're going to invest back in our community here, because we're getting a better exchange rate, no different than you would invest in Mexico or Central America. It's called smart economics. So I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just duplicating a proven track record. And just like the people who built the Cincinnati MLS organization, I have also seen that here in my backyard with our MLS team, and also with our minor league baseball team called the Skeeters, which is now called the Space Cowboys, owned by the Astros, which I also had an opportunity to invest in both of those enterprises, Dr. Baker, over 10 years ago. So I'm just basically following the model. I have the team, I have the resources, and we go do the work, and then we will yield the results and the dividends that will actually be primarily tax-free. And if you need to know how that works, you need to consult with a CPA or a tax attorney, and we can break that down. But first things first, Dr. Baker, what your audience